Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. Mind, body and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth?
Put a price on it.
He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it,
didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it.
Never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
Welcome. Oh yeah, that sound good tonight. I got my new headphones on. I'm in my new recliner. I'm really trying to set this studio up to make it comfortable for me. Cause I mean, this is work, whether you believe it or not. This is work. And all of my podcasters out there that's listening, they know that this is work. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. I'm your host for the evening, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. the Relationship Guru, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck love. A lot of people get on me when I say that, fuck love. I'm going to just start saying Mr. F love. It's October 21st, 2022. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening and the people on the links. We trying to get as many listeners this week, because this week, in collaboration with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast and the Lisa Experience, we will be giving out a free turkey really a free turkey and a gift bag to the fifth person to call in after the Lisa Experience segment episode from 8:15 to 8:30. When I always come on the show, a lot of people like to ask me, do I have stuff written down or do I know what I'm gonna say? And I really don't never know what I'm gonna say when I come on here. It's more like whatever I always told the listeners, whatever mood I was in. If I was in a good mood, then my introduction was gonna be good. If I was in a bad mood, then my introduction was gonna be bad. If I was in a tired mood or energetic mood or whatever kind of mood I was in, that tends to be how my introduction usually, how I open it up. Today, I woke up, and you know when you start getting up there of age in your 50s and I guess late 40s and late 50s and late 60s, sometime you could wake up, how they say it, on the wrong side of the bed. You might have a stiff neck. You might have a headache, side pains, or, you know, you just might wake up with something bothering you. But every now and then, well, I'm speaking to me in general, every now and then I wake up in the morning and it just seemed like everything is right. And that's how I woke up this morning. Before I even got out of bed, I drank 2 bottles of water. Because I read somewhere that when you wake up in the morning, if you drink 2 bottles of water, it starts your organs working right. I guess like starting the car and letting it warm up. Before a meal, if you drink a bottle of water, or after a meal. And then before you go to bed, if you drink a bottle of water, I heard that's good for you too. So anyway, this morning, I drank 2 bottles of water, or maybe a bottle and a half. I got up. I took a teaspoonful of apple cider vinegar, the one with the root in it. I always take some of that. I made some green tea with a piece of lime, 3 equals, my usual rituals. Put the news on Channel 4, see what the hell going on in this world. And I start checking emails and texts, you know, from what was coming in last night. But it was strange because I was feeling exuberated, like I was vibrant. I mean, I really was feeling good mentally and physically, because, you know, mentally play a big part in that. Sometimes you can feel good physically, but mentally you weighed it down, you know, with problems of job, from your job, or bills, children, grandchildren. You know, you just might not be sitting right in your world right now. But listen, I'm telling you, this morning, I felt good. Mentally, I felt strong. Physically, I felt like I was about 25 years old. I haven't worked out since August 6th because of a back injury, but I really felt like working out. And I knew I felt good because I even did some writing yesterday. Whenever I've been having writer's block for like 2 years. So whenever I start feeling the urge to write, I really know that I'm coming around mentally. And it's a reason why I'm telling you all this, because I'm sure it happens to a lot of people out there. So I was feeling damn good. And, you know, I took a shower at 5:30 in the morning. I started to get dressed. And then it just seemed like the world came crashing down on me. It was phone call after phone call with problems. Texas after Texas with needs. It was so much just bombarding me. And it was draining me. It was draining me. It was like, and then I got a phone call from my son from Pittsburgh. And me and him started talking. And I was telling him, I was like, man, I was feeling good this morning. But now halfway through the day, I'm feeling where I once woke up feeling mentally strong and physically strong. I was mentally exhausted. I was physically exhausted in a matter of 4 or 5 hours. Not because of hard labor, not because of something I brought on myself from thinking about something or something I had to do, a task I had to do that I couldn't do. It wasn't from any of that. It was from everybody else's problems that was beating me the fuck up. And it was like one after another, and one after another, and one after another, until I was physically, mentally, and physically defeated. And when I was talking to my son was like, that's what you call people sucking the life out of you. And why I'm talking about this is because I'm sure I'm not the only one that goes through this. I'm sure I'm not the only one that have the life sucked out of them every day, that have the energy sucked out of them every day, that have your joy sucked out of you every day, motivation sucked out of you, your determination and your willpower and your desire just to win or just to make it or just to do whatever you want to do for that day. It just was all sucked out of me. And by the time I finally got a chance to try to recuperate and eat something and settle my mind, I was in a fight. I was in a fight with my own true self. Because I had been beaten down by life, but not my life. I had been tore down, but not by my life, by other people's life. I was frustrated, hurt, angry, but not by my life, by everybody else's life. Now, I could control that. Don't get me wrong, because I know there's people out there saying, well, don't answer your phone. Or don't do this. I could just shut down my phones and shut down the world. But why the fuck do I gotta do that? Why? But what I can do, control, is to stop letting people steal my joy. What they call that, the blood suckers of your joy, of your life or whatever. You got to be careful out here because it's people out here in the world gets really fucked up. And they don't want to be fucked up alone. And it ain't that they want you to be fucked up. They just reaching out and venting out and lashing out to whoever they could lash out to or whoever they could vent to. They don't deliberately mean you harm. It's just like hitting the picket and you can't keep it to yourself. You got to tell somebody. That's how people's problems are. They got it bottled up inside of them so much that they just gotta talk about it to somebody, and they just gotta tell you about it. But what they don't know is that their problems is becoming your problems subconsciously. The moral of the story is what? Fuck people. Don't answer your phone. Ignore calls. Tell people you don't want to hear the bullshit. I can't help you. I mean, what can you do? I mean, I guess that's for me to find out. And like I told you, however I feel, that's how my introduction goes. So that's how my introduction goes today. Look, we got a hell of a show in store for you today. I see the people on the phone lines. Please, you know what I'm saying? If you wanna make a comment, if you wanna give a shout out, if you wanna elaborate on some of the topics after the Lisa experience, press one. You know what I mean? We'd like to hear from you. You know what I mean? Everybody, we'd like to hear from you, definitely. I got my sister coming on next. I'm about 2 minutes into her time, so she'll get an extra 2 minutes. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it because she comes on here. And like I said, this is work. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to entertain people for 2 hours or 15 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But I'm fortunate that I could do it. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm not here by accident. This is not a mistake that I'm here. I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. I got a gift. I got a gift from God. You know what I mean? It's not only writing. I got a gift from God. And everybody out there got a gift from God. You just got to find out what your gift is. You got to utilize it, because if you don't use your gifts from God, then to me that's a sin. And it might be sin. So find out what your gift is and use it. I do. I got a gift in writing. I write. I got a gift. I can talk. I talk on the podcast. Everybody got a gift. You know what I mean? So. I appreciate that. Look, we got a hell of a show. We got some. We don't got our topics are a little bit. They not like they usually are, but you know we gonna deal with it. We gonna come through. We gonna have a good time today. You know what I mean on the show. Definitely is. 4785. You here?
Yes. Good evening. How you feeling?
I'm cool.
A little tight. Are you cool? I'm a little tired tonight, but I'm going to hang in there.
The show must go on.
All the time.
You know they always say it ain't enough minutes in a day. And
yeah, that's
true. You know what they say? You can sleep when you're dead. Right. Right now we awoke. But with anybody, without any further ado, everybody know we have the Lisa experience every week, so we don't know what she's gonna talk about. I don't know what she's gonna talk about. You know what I mean? I guess we come from a talking family. So everybody, this is at least to experience.
Good evening, everyone. We finally made it to the weekend. Thank you. Tonight I'm going to talk about, I'm going to group up a couple of words together and try to dig in on them. I'm going to talk about loyalty, teamwork, togetherness, friendship, companionship, relationship, togetherness. And the reason why I bring this topic up is that as the co-host, the host, sorry, host was saying earlier, is that he had a bad day and a bad week. And I'd say mine started off beautiful and Monday morning, and as soon as I got to work, I got hit. Two co-workers conversating and, you know, talking about the job. And the next day, what we was talking about, I heard it from somebody else. You know, where is loyalty or a form of, you know, respect for your fellow man? You know, we sit here and we act like we're friends to people or acquaintances or family members, and we can't wait to go back and tell somebody, you know, what's going on. And, you know, healthy talking is good. You know, you talk about somebody and it's healthy because you maybe want to help that person. But I'm talking about when you talk about someone or you tell someone something and you know it's damaging. And you have to think about, why is this person, you know, taking you this type of way? And, you know, you try to dissect it and try to come up with an answer. And then you come up with an answer and you say, okay, I'm cool. I can work with it. I'm going to keep it moving. And then the next day, you're blown with another one. Another situation to take you deeper into somewhere you don't want to be. Because sometimes people, they don't know that what type of point, they don't know how much you on the edge or you on the last, you on your last, you know, strand of keeping it together. And they just keep sticking it to you. And sometimes people fall apart. Some people do things sometimes they would never think they would do. Life is dangerous. You got to be careful. You never know where a person is coming from. That's why we got to really try to start taking it down. Try to be loyal. You know, really respectful. You know, person's best interest. We're not all enemies out here. You know what I mean? Some people really want to be there for you. They want to hold you up, you know, walk with you in this journey of core life. You know, there's a lot of people that's out here that's, you know, like everyone say, misery love company. But come on. There's a lot of miserable people out there, and they got a lot of company. Why can't we be sensible and be good to each other and upbuild each other? That's another type of company. You know what I mean? Everybody don't want to be miserable. And like I said, the beginning of the week started out wrong, and then you start doing little nasty things to each other to try to act like you're going to pay that person back for whatever they did. And then at the end of the week, me and this person was talking, and we realized that we had more in common than we thought. You know what I mean? Our background, what we went through, and as we was talking, we even got maybe a little teary-eyed as we started thinking about the things that we've been through. And I don't know about them, but I felt a little bit as though they was feeling as much pain as I did, but this is a different road we was on. We wasn't walking in the same road. We have to sometime step back sometime and realize that the person that we hurt, and you know what I mean, maybe they already hurt and maybe they don't realize that they're trying to hurt you. Because a person that's hurting don't realize that they're hurting. They just think that they're just moving along this journey and saying stuff and doing stuff to people, but they don't realize that they're throwing out what they feel on other people. As my brother said, you know, people want to keep saying things to you, negative people. You know what I mean? It's a deep word, negative people. You know, we always think about a car battery, positive and negative, the cables on the battery. But if you put that negative on a positive, you can start a big fire or a spark. Negative on a positive, it's the same outcome. But the thing is, you want to be positive. You know what I mean? It's tough out here. We all, I ain't saying struggling. We all just trying to make it. You know what I mean? The last thing we need is somebody to come and just, like, you know, push us in the back, knock us down. You know what I mean? The things in the world is already doing that to us. We don't need to do that to each other. We really got to start lifting people up. You know what I mean? Because this role we got and the way the situations are turning out, it's going to be, we don't know what type of, we don't know what road we're going down. You know, United States is not it's not a stable place right now. And we got to stick together, because how are you going to make it if something comes on us and we're not together? And, you know, I'm not going to even really work on together, because we've been working on unity way, way long time ago. And I don't think that's ever going to come to us. I know I should be positive about that, but if we can't be united together, we can at least be respectful. You know what I mean? Be sincere to each other. It's not hard. Talk about, oh, God bless me, or I need a blessing, or good things are happening to me. Well, maybe it's happening to you because you're doing good things to other people. You know? Not just be doing good things to other people. Loyalty is not hard. You know what I mean? Being loyal. Think back in time, like when you started school and you didn't know anybody, and you know, and your mother dropped you off or your father dropped you off, and you went into the kindergarten classroom and you had this teacher and all these kids that you never even knew, and then you got a chair and you had to sit by somebody, and you was, you know, afraid because you didn't know this person. You only knew who you lived with for 5 years. Your brothers and your sisters and your parents and your grandparents. And here you is, a whole room full of people that you didn't even know was in the world. But as every morning you went to school and you sat down to this person, you became friends. And then you start playing in the playground. And you start getting to know each other. And then time went by, and before you know it, you went to second grade together. And on until one day you're standing together and you got caps and gowns on and you're graduating from eighth grade. And even if you go on your separate ways, you still might be friends or still know each other. Loyalty, teamwork, friendship, relationship. You know, that's how it starts. It starts by getting to know someone and caring about their needs as much as your needs. You know, when you was in kindergarten, what happened? You open up a box of crayons and you shared it with each other. You didn't be like, oh, no, these are mine and that's yours. No, you was taught to share. You was taught to be nice to each other. You was taught to say thank you, please, excuse me. You know, sometimes we get away from little simple words in life that could take you a long way. You know, that's what I like about every day is a journey. Every day you learn something new. Every day you meet a new person. It's not a world with the same people. we live in a world with different things going on and different people. We got to start opening our minds up that we don't have to tear another human being down and make ourselves feel good about ourselves. It's not going to work. Everything you do to yourself. We are man-made people. As we're growing, we become who we put out. What we put out, the universe gives us back. If you don't put good things out, you can't get good things if you don't put good things out. You're only going to get bad things. You know how people be like, oh, dog, I can't never get ahead. Can't get it together. No matter how much I try, I just can't get it together. Well, maybe you can't get it together because you're not doing the right things to get it together. Maybe you need to stop being with the same people. Maybe you need to stop being in the same area. You know, maybe you need to stop getting into the same type of things. Try something new. Every day when I get up from my bed and get ready to get myself together and go to work, I sit and I go over the day, what I got to do, what I got to do it with, who I got to do it with. And then when I walk in the door of my job, everything that's on my mind stays outside that door until I clock out. Because you cannot bring outside into an inside environment. Because you got things to deal with in the inside. You can't concentrate on what you need to do at work, and you got all the things from outside on top of the things you got to do on the inside. Loyalty, companionship, relationship, all these things go together. People, we got to start really thinking about the future. I always talk about it. The past, we already live. The moment now, tonight is almost over, and we're going to be entering into a new whole life. Are we going to bring everything we got already with us into a new day, or are we going to start that new day fresh? I mean, of course, you got to bring some stuff in that you had before. But let's have a new open slate. Let's try to be loyal to people. Let's, for you know, take a chance tomorrow when you see somebody that, like, really just get under your skin or a different type of aura. You know, just say to yourself, you know what? I'm all right. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to speak highly of this person, and I'm going to keep it moving. You'll be surprised how things will work out. Because I'm telling you, I made it to Friday, and I just can't believe a person from Monday had me so hyped that came Friday, we became the same people because we had walked that same journey in life. Think about it. Think about it next time when somebody bother you or get on you, under your skin or just messing with you. Think about they might have been in the same place that you used to be. And they're trying to get together, or if they're not, it's okay because it's not you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And I turn it over to my brother.
Thank you. Always a good message. They say it's wise words spoken by a wise person. And really, that's what it's all about on this show. You know, we come on the show and we have our, call it our happy hour. You know, we talk about some things that people might not want to talk about, but then we have our moments when we talk about true-to-life experiences, experiences that are considered not like knowledgeable moments. Knowledge is something that's gained from actual experiences. So when we have moments of that, like my introduction, or when we have the Lisa experience, It's just, it's moments of knowledge, and it's moments of knowledge, things gained from actual experiences. And even if you don't get nothing at that time from it, you know what I mean? Trust me, sometimes things linger with you, and they might, you know, you might tomorrow, next week, later on today, you might say, you know, that Lisa experience really helped me out. Or Jay Sean's, something Jay Sean said during his podcast really helped me out. And really, that's what it's all about. And that's why podcast is more important than radio. Because podcast is unedited, unlike the radio. Cast is not scripted. It's true to life. And it's things that happen in exact time. And that's why radio will be extinct within the next 5 years. And podcast will be the new thing going on for the next 20 years. All right, hold on. We got a caller.
Hello?
You live. Hello?
Okay, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey,
I had a
up?
Long day today,
doing?
But I made it here. It's a 40-year
okay.
relationship. And I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit.
40-year relationship.
Eight,
I like that.
8 years, day in, 32 married. And that's where
okay,
the 40
now.
Comes from.
Okay.
And I come from a product of the fourth ward. And,
all right.
I want to go down to the city council the next time they have one and speak at the public portion because Mr. Florio is doing a fine job. I hadn't been out of my house in a while, and he built up Patterson. I didn't even know where I was at. He even bought my church. Jeez. You know, places that have been here forever. But that's okay if you're going to do the right thing with the land. We don't want to be overcrowded. Right now, you can't even find a park. When I first moved here, plenty of parks. Now we're getting crowded in. And I heard you speak before about being broke down. I've been broken several times, but I'm glad to tell you, I'm on the mend. That's about it. I'm good to go now.
You said you on a what?
I'm on the mend. That means I'm healing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't give
That's
away pieces of you can't give away pieces of your heart because if you do that, you can't put them back together again.
Right. And you know what?
What?
You the first person that I heard say something positive about Florio, and it kind of caught my attention because everybody talks negative about that guy Florio that's buying up every damn thing in Patterson. And you was the first person I ever heard to say it's a good thing.
He said some of that land for a dollar. But we can't be mad at him. We didn't do nothing with it. But what I'm going to want to speak to him about is subsidized housing, 3- and 4-bedroom apartments for Sean and Dawn. And every time we get together, we really turn it on. See, that my girl's got 5 kids or more. Some of them have all boys, and some of them have boys and girls. But they need that 3- or 4-bedroom. So I'm going to talk to them about it.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, everybody got their own opinion. But, I mean, I never really thought about that, you know, because mostly what most people do is just jump on the bandwagon. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, you know, the Keeping It Real show is based in Patterson, New Jersey. And in Patterson, it's a gentleman by the name of Mr. Florio. who is buying up like almost all of Patterson, everything. He's building up apartments and he's all over Patterson. And a lot of people not feeling good about it. And I guess some people are.
Yeah.
And,
Jay, I want to tell you one more thing about my week. One more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
On Monday, I played 605 and 573. One I played two times, one I played five times. And then when my birthday came out again, my birthday is 708. It comes out whenever I want to. And my house number came out all this week. And nope, I didn't have none of it.
Oh, so you
it's
missed
the
right. number.
You know why? The bigger, better blessing is coming. The bigger,
better blessing
is coming. Yeah.
You're right about that.
That's it.
So you're going to stay with us?
I'm here.
Okay, because you know we got the topics coming up. In a minute.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. 3282.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, the friend to the show.
Yes, sir. Always there.
Yeah. What's going on, Mr. Nance?
Oh, not much. Hey, don't forget to send me Wes's number. You never texted to me.
I did. I did.
You did?
Yeah,
you didn't text
it
to
your phone. I maybe texted
to
the
this
wrong
number,
phone.
Yeah, because I never got on the 375, but I'll text you from there tomorrow,
yeah.
And you can send it to me.
Okay, all right.
Hey, listen.
What's going
one
on?
One thing I know, the lady who's talking about Florio, now you know I'm over here in Newark, but let me tell you something,
right.
Man. When people are buying up all of a particular area or a certain piece of property in a city, and we ain't got no hand in it, I'm saying we, I mean the people that have been living in the communities way before Mr. Florio got there, right? You better beware, because the bottom line is it's corporate and they all for self. And listen, don't get me wrong. He might do a little something good here, something good there, but economically, we should be benefiting. All right, the people who've been living in communities and had generations of families for a long time, you know. So
right.
I'm just saying, beware the Trojan horse. Beware the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
You know.
My mother and father came to Patterson.
Hey, Jay, sound like she's talking like she underwater.
Oh, wait a minute.
There you go. Much better.
My mother and father met on Hamilton and Carroll Street in 1952. They got married in 1959. They bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
They bought another house in the Fourth Ward. All in the Fourth Ward. I bought my first house in the Fourth Ward. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just saying now, we're a generation here in the Passaic Valley. Patterson has a valley. It's in a nice spot, and we got a mountain. How many places got a valley and a waterfall? So they're pushing us out, trying to anyway, raising the rents where we can't afford them, and we got to fight back.
Same thing happened over here, sister. Same thing happened over here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in Newark. Same thing.
Okay.
So, Mr. Florio, where is he from? Does he live in Patterson?
I don't know. I'm just started researching him. And
yeah,
I'm trying
exactly.
to set up. Because I want to look into his eyes.
Yeah.
See if
I know you do.
And see if he can satisfy me with some answers.
I wonder if he's related to, y'all remember Florio used to be the governor of New Jersey? I wonder if he's related.
Yes, I remember.
Well, you're going to do your research. Yeah, let me know, because I'm just
yeah,
curious.
Yeah, and I'm going to update y'all. I'm going to update everybody.
Yeah, I was wondering. I don't know his nationality. I would love to know it.
He's Italian.
I don't really know.
He's Italian.
Oh,
yeah, Florio's
Italian.
An Italian name. Yeah.
Italian. He's not
Hispanic. You remember Florio? Yeah. you remember Floyd used to be, Jim Floyd used to be the, not the same one. That's why I say I wonder if he's related to Floyd. Remember Floyd used to be the governor of Jersey. Remember, Jay?
Yeah.
James Florio, remember? Yeah, might be related.
Might be.
I'm sure.
They pass stuff down all the time.
But what they should be doing. Yeah, exactly. And since you said generational, they should be teaching us, but see, that's why we have to rely on each other and our culture and within, right within our nation to educate each other, because they should be teaching about ownership. And then that, like you said, that house that you grew up in, all right, teach the next person down the block how to get a house if they're interested, for people who have lived in Patterson and in Newark all these years, because they pushed us out over here too. They just had a program on WBGO, the jazz station, about how home ownership is going down. And the Jews, and I ain't mad at them, because that's what they do, all right? They're buying us out. They're coming with sacred. They asked my brother, did he want to buy the house several times, sell his house. He said, no, we keep it in the family.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
They asked my brother, too. And you know what?
That's a good thing.
The Underground Railroad came to Patterson. This is Cook City. He made locomotives. We had it going on. All we got to do is get the job done. If you lost your job today, you could go across the street and get another one. Now, what I want to talk to the mayor about is getting a Patterson Cookie Company. All those people that worked at Nabisco, he you know, they should pre-qualify.
Nabisco's still in business.
Nabisco went out of business.
Oh, I get ready to say, I ain't seen Nabisco in a minute.
No. July was a year, and I had five people I call my cookie company, and you know, they all had to readjust. Some are doing fine, some are struggling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the houses, hey Jay, the houses that they building out there, what's the rent, man?
Sky high.
$1,800 to $2,000. We can't afford that. Who
are
they building it for? Not us.
There you go.
It's out,
so the person talking about.
It's out of the But look, hold on, everybody. I got another caller. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
8555 live.
Yeah. What's up? I'm just, you know,
hey,
just listening
what's going
to the
on,
conversation.
Brother?
What's going on with you? Yeah, just listening to the conversation.
Thing.
You know, I've been on for a minute, you know.
Okay.
Just been on listening and you know, hearing what everyone talking about. And basically, you know, most of us know what we have to do is just, you know, we got to really start doing it. You know, we really have to, like, you know, we're talking about Florio and him buying stuff up. I mean, it's not that other people don't want to buy stuff up. It's just that they give them first dibs and they make it easy for them. You know what I'm saying? So they have the inside track.
Yeah.
So they end up getting the properties before we even know they are, and then they give them, you know, incentives to do it as well. Now, thinking about what the sister was saying, now is hardly any parking. How it's going to be parking when you going from houses to apartment buildings? So that means, where the houses, you may used to have like seven, now you got 70 to 100 people in apartment buildings, even more than that. So, of course, now it's going to be congested. You only got 8 miles in Patterson, so 8 miles, and you got, you know, four, you know, over 100,000 people. Come on, how's that really, if you look at it, is that really a good thing for the people, you know, being on top of each other like that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And you know what I just wanted to say about the parking situation? I have a handicapped park because I'm visually impaired. I'm legally blind. And when my daughter brings me home sometime late at night, you got to keep riding around the corner, somebody's in her park, and it's not fair. Now, every apartment over here has three cars or more. We have five cars. I'm not saying they all working, but that's what it is. So we make out all right, but somebody's always parking in our driveway. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. And the last thing, and then I'm not talking anymore. I need to speak to the governor, the president, somebody. Somebody going to teach my babies how to speak Spanish. Because they came here, and what did we do? We taught them how to speak English. And now you got to push one for Spanish, and it should be always one for English. Always. Always. So, ¿cómo se llama? Hablo un poquito la caja. I'm doing my homework, and I'm teaching them, but I want them to be fluent. I want them to be fluent in Espanol so they can understand what's being said around them. Okay, that's it. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you don't got to run. You making some valid points. But, Shadi, you a homeowner, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what you feel about Florio?
I mean, like I said, I feel like he's found the opportunity where he's actually taken advantage of the opportunity and pretty much of the people. Like, okay, you know, I'm sure when he went in there, he said affordable housing. I mean, if you said from 1800 to 2000, how much money is the average person making in Patterson, you know? So when you look at it in that sense, it's not, you know, he's doing it to line his pocket. He's not doing it for people, you know? And what the sister was saying about as far as, like, learning Spanish, I mean, what you have to do now, you guys who, you know, since I'm no longer in Patterson, you guys have to look at Patterson in a manner of, okay, which party is running Patterson? Which party? And from there, okay, so who do you normally vote for when you vote? Okay, so now. Right. Now think about this. Democrats have been running Patterson for many years.
Okay,
how
I know where you're going with this.
You're already, all right, you already can see how's the conditions of Patterson, and does it make sense for you to keep voting Democrat when they're not giving you anything? They're actually taking from it. You know what I mean? And grant you, I'm not for Republicans or Democrats. I'm for the one who's gonna give us as a people the best options. You know what I mean?
Right.
We gotta vote for people that supports our interests. We can't just be voting because it's a Democrat or because it's a Republican. We gotta vote for people that's gonna. You said, look, you already said something you want. You want an institution that teach children, American children, Spanish. Okay, so what candidate gonna get behind that for you? You know what I'm saying? So that's how you gotta really look at it, because we as a people have been voting Democrat for years. And when you look at our surroundings, we are suffering more than anybody else, and we refuse to stop voting for Democrats when they're not really doing anything for us, which is almost insane. It's like insane. Like, you know, like how do you do something? It's like you're doing something for someone who gives you nothing. You know,
it's like insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over.
Same thing, expecting a different result. Right, expecting a different result. So why are you gonna, you know? So that's the thing. you know, I had a problem with Joe Biden saying that if you don't vote for him, you're not black. What gives him the right to even say that? Yeah, that's what he said. If you don't vote for him, you're not black. And this it came out before, and I guarantee you, massive black people voted for him. You know what I mean? So they have gotten in their mind that they got us locked in, that they could say and do what they want, but we still gonna vote for them. And pretty much, we do.
Pretty much it's true.
So we have to. And another example, look at this. The other example is, by no means am I a Trump fan, but you look at the state of America right now, and you look at the state of America when Trump was there. I don't have to tell you. You just look for yourself, and then you tell me. But what's the difference? You know, saying this because the midterms are coming up. And I want us to be more educated with how we are voting. Just don't go running in and pull all the Democrats buttons just because you're used to doing it. When you're looking at the state, they were telling us, like, okay, don't vote for Trump because he's racist. I mean, who's to say Democrats? Who's to say the Democrats are not racist too? When you really look at some of the policies they put in place. So at the end of the day, this is a racist country. That's how they make their money off of race and class.
That's right. See?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
You know?
One minute.
Go ahead.
We got to I got to take a quick break because 9 o'clock hour. I got to get into these topics because I didn't get into them last week. Cause we had we always get out like that's what we. I mean, it's good dialogue though. You know what I mean? We always get into good dialogue.
Yeah,
so, I want everybody just to stay with me. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna go through a song, and then we'll be right back. I want to try to tackle some of these topics that were sent in to me, by the listeners. And if you're on the line. Press 1 and join the open forum, and we just continue this. We got one more hour to go, so we'll be right back after this song on Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast.
I'm sorry for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. Is there something for you?
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason. Why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
So he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissor.
It hurts.
Prayer from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us will listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
I strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
Done. Each one teach
yeah.
One possibility is endless. It's just how you reap.
Practice more patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall.
Thoughts
for all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna see what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's
blessed with all the hate. My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the
Jackson
until I'm put to rest.
What?
You see all these killings, abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drank. Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Welcome back. Keeping it real with Jay Sean Podcast. It's the 9 o'clock hour. Too sweet to be sour. We had a good first hour of the show. I want to try to get into some of these topics we got. I'm not sure if anybody are familiar with them, but we're going to we're just going to deal with whoever the people on the line. If you're on the line, once again, chime in, press one. You know what I mean? We'd love to hear from you. So I guess we're just dealing with me and the fellas and whatever females is on the line. Let me see. 4785, you still with us, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see some of the other ladies dropped off. They in and out. But let me see. We got some topics here. The topics were sent in from the listeners, from people who listen to the show. One of the first topics is, how do you get past trust issues? The second topic is, why are so many women in homes with children without men, without a man in the household? The third topic is, does size really matter? Now, I know people think, since it's more patternable, that we're talking about penis size, but that could be vagina too. So does the size of a vagina really matter? Does the size of a penis really matter? See, we flipped it. The fourth topic is, who would you say nowadays, 2022, are more desperate for relationships, men or women? I had a heated conversation with a young lady about this topic right here. Who would you say is more desperate for relationships nowadays, men or women? Because, you know, I say women. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. But we'll see. Is there anybody out there? Shaw, you want to try one of the topics?
Yeah, yeah. What was the second one?
Why are so many women in homes with children without a man?
I think that topic is key. That's a key topic because that topic describes why the inner city is the way it is, the way things, well, a part of it. It's other things that play a part into it. But I think that men are being let off the hook when it comes to taking care of their children. And because the reason I say they're being let off the hook is because women meet men, and women meet men who know, and they know that they have children a lot of times, not all the time, a lot of times, and they're in a relationship with this guy, and they never see him with the children. He never does anything to children. And then they end up having a baby, or two.
Hold on one second. Pardon me. The people that I got on the line and I got your phone open, could you mute your phone until you wanna make a statement? I got a couple of phone lines. Just mute your phone, and then when I'll bring you in, then you can unmute your phone. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, if you have a baby by a guy that you already know he's not taking care of those children, it's kind of, you know, I don't think it's, you know, wise to think that, okay, your children are going to be different, that he's going to take care of your children. And this is a lot that's happening. This is what's happening in the community. You know, now there's another side of the issue that, okay, sometimes women are doing better in a financial status and they, you know, they don't want to put up with, you know, too much garbage. So they rather be by themselves than have a man that's basically in the way of bringing them down. So it's multiple reasons why women are in the homes without the men. It's not just one particular answer. It's definitely something that's worth exploring and coming up with some insight on how we can change it, because ultimately it needs to change. The other thing is, you know, a lot of guys don't want to be committed. It's women and they don't want to be committed. So that's another reason it can be, you know. So
yep.
But that's my take. Anybody else can add on or, you know, whatever.
I'd like to say that I agree with you on your points that you made. I agree. And the other one thing that I think is that every woman thinks she's special and that she can change them. And once a man grows up, he's grown already and you can't change him. And if he loves you, really, really loves you, he'll change for you. That is the exception more than the rule. And, you know, you got women out here. Two sisters and a friend got a baby by the same guy. We're going to call him Roscoe. Roscoe ain't taking care of none of his kids, but Keisha gonna have a baby by him too, cause she can make him. You know, she thinks she can make him, but he ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out, and they have to realize that they're footing the whole bill. And the way I looked at it when I was in that situation My kids had to eat, and they needed somewhere to live, whether their father was there or not. But he was there. But I just went ahead and did what I had to do, and that's what mothers do. We make it happen. Hello?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's unfortunate, as you said, that, you know, with the guy Roscoe, it's too many of those situations happening, you know,
yeah.
That, you know, women believe that they got the magic that's going to turn
yeah.
a guy around and make him do something that he hasn't been doing. And the
yeah.
other thing has to start too with, since there are women raising boys, women have to be mindful of how they raise the boys and what they instill into the boys
yeah.
to let them know, you know, that, like, look, this is something you got to do. You know, it's something they say about, you know, us as a people. They say the women raise their girls, but they spoil their boys. They spoil their boys.
Oh, wow. You're stepping on my toes now.
Huh?
Yeah. I said you're stepping on my toes. That's me.
I'm saying this, and this is what's happening. And we have
yes.
to be aware of it in order to prevent it from continuing to happen. You know what I'm saying?
You got to raise our boys, too.
Yeah, you got to raise your boys. You can't just spoil them.
The only problem,
you know,
is we can show them some things, but some things a man has to show them.
And you know what you have to do then? You have
what?
To be mindful of the men that you choose to put in his life. You have to be very mindful of the men. So that's another thing that women have an option of, okay, type of man that they're going to bring into the household and become the role model for their son. Yeah, there are things that they need to learn from men. So you have to be mindful of the man. And sometimes this man, it may be a man that maybe not even your style or your speed or you're normally not attracted to. This may have to be the man that you have to sacrifice for the sake of to raise your son, right? And for the family. Like, sometimes we get caught, like, oh, I don't, he's not my type, this, that, and the other. At the end of the day, your type got to be, well, who's going to be beneficial for you to raise your family in the right way? That's got to be your type. At least until they get old enough to fend for themselves, if that's the case. You know, we have to be mindful of certain things, man. It's unfortunate, but it's something that has to be done if we want to change our situation.
Agreed.
That's true. That's true. So,
that's my kids say, real talk.
Do you think 72-15, a 40-year relationship, Who would you say is more desperate for relationships nowadays? Women or men?
Definitely women. There are how many women there is to a man, and he's trying to get everyone he can. So she's desperate, and she's in a race, jockeying for position in the chain of fools, as Aretha Franklin would say. And we got to break them chains. Ain't nobody no fool, and don't let no man call you boo, because boo-boo is a fool. You ain't no fool.
So you said women?
Women, definitely, yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. What about you, Farce?
Yeah, I was on mute, there. Brother. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
Can you hear me?
Who you think is more desperate in for relationships nowadays, as far as women or men?
Oh man, I ain't took no pole lately. I ain't been around that much lately. man, Jay put me on the spot. I'm going to say, damn, that's a good question. It depends, of course, on the individual, but like I said, I ain't did no polling lately, man. But coming up, I would say guys were. Being 65,
okay. So
going
about
to the clubs, I would say the guys, because the guys were definitely out on that fox hunt for the ladies, you know? So I would say men.
You're talking about like 20 years ago.
More like 25, 30, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm trying to hit for 2022.
Oh, well, I respectfully have to pass the baton on to the next person, because like I said, I ain't been doing no finding out what's going on with the younger crowd, you know, with that. I just know they're out here, and it's seem like it's the same scenario, but only in a more disrespectful light, because you know how I feel about how the brothers out here talking to the sisters, you know, with lack of respect. So other than that, that's it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. But look, Farz, how do you get past trust issues? You can answer that.
Well, brother, not that I really ever had that situation, but I know some people who have claimed that they had that problem. And they just got a little more spiritual. They did more meditation if they want to put themselves in a position to want to learn these things, you know. And, you know, you just got to look inward. And people get it from different sources, Jay, you know, the mosque, the masjid, or the church, the synagogue, or just studying history, like Brother Leon, who you're familiar with, you know, the brother in studied his history, and it's calmed him down a lot, because he was a wild boy down there in Pleasantville, New Jersey, according to his history, you know. But like I said, his brother gave back to the community being a basketball coach, you know. So yeah,
right.
So yeah. It's different ways you could soothe your mind and become a more peaceful and better person, you know. Because you know, Jay, come on, we know we did some wild things back in the day, some wild things. But like I said, given being a little older now, you just feel the spirit of give back, you know. If you try to bob and weave, and you know, and duck from the Most High, you're gonna have problems, brother. And then you will, I guess, be that negative person, like like your sister was talking about, Lisa was saying.
Yeah. Do you know anything more about Forrest about the why so many women in the homes with children without a man?
Wait a minute, repeat that one more time, Jay, real quick.
Why so many females in homes with children and the homes don't have a man in it?
Well, just like Brother Shadi was saying, to piggyback off him, I think the sister agreed, is that women got to choose their mates a little more wisely, you know? And, you know, the same way we had locker room talk about women, oh, man, she, you know, look, she got a bad body, man. I can't wait to get with that or something like that. Oh, man, I heard that was, you know, what was banging. Women talk about us the same way because, you know, by us having book dances, Jay, they talk about, ooh, did you, that guy that's in the crowd, I know you heard of Jay. Ooh, did you see how he had a big one, you know? They talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, like Shadi said, they're not using their minds. And when you put foolishness ahead of the wisdom that we're all born with, okay, this is what happens. So, yeah, that's the reason why I guess a lot of sisters out here, after one, two, or three kids, then they get a little angry because baby's daddy over there trying to probably make another family, hook up with another sister, you know. So there's no commitment.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no commitment. Shout out to Brother Shadi. What's happening, brother? Yeah, but there's no Yeah, there's no commitment, man. We talk about that all the time on my network, man. There's no commitment with the brothers. I'm going to tell you something, brothers. We got to do Noah's Ark out here. We got to really put these brothers in some type of once again, not Florio. We need to set up some institutions Jay, you know, like the housing where they have those rec rooms. We need to start initiating people. Yeah, right. Like Shadi and myself and some other brothers that I know over here in Newark, we need to start having classes for the young brothers that will come in and start teaching them, man. Give them, like Judge Joe Brown said, that man training, because that's what's void. And you just mentioned it, Jay. if a woman got all these kids, ain't no telling how many are boys. All right, come on. Even the sister said, you can't raise a boy. She can only do but so much. She's the nurturer. But then we supposed to take up the slack from there with the athletics and doing things and the father figure, and we're not doing that, man. We're not doing that. So we once again, we can't rely on nobody else but ourselves to set things up in place to teach these young men how to be young men, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with you. And I just have one other to address the big elephant in the room, addiction and drug selling. She can't have that in her home with her kids. The money, the gun, anything missing, he want to blame her older son and start an altercation with him. So she can't have that. Her first thing is to protect her children. So she's protecting them and getting them the hell out of her house. But,
that's good. Well, I got you on the phone. Let me ask you something, though. If you don't mind, it's an old question. It's been around a long time though, and no disrespect or nothing like that, but to you, do you feel like the size really matter to you?
Not at all, because some people don't understand the orgasm is in your mind. It's not your physical. It'll get there, but if a man turns you on, he's turning you on your whole body, not just your middle section. And a man can turn me on just by being educated, just opening the door for me, like my cigarette. You know, those things that the men used to all do. So not at all. The size doesn't matter. I've had both.
Okay. He's going to
snatch that cigarette out of hand. What are you talking about, light your cigarette? You better stop.
All right. Oh, Lord. I just got a supplementary message. Hey, subliminal message. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we got.
Honest I am.
You didn't know we had my man out here, Forrest, the health.
No.
He's into the health thing.
All right. You know how many times I heard today about those cigarettes? And now I don't even know you, Forrest, and now I'm getting a message from you. I hear it. I hear you, brother. I hear you. I'm going to be around for them 8 grandkids I got.
Yeah, no cigarettes at all. But look, 4785, you hiding in the background today. What, you sleeping?
She's tired.
Hello? You
she
tired?
Hard.
You worked hard today.
Yeah.
You let people blood suck your, they blood suck your energy like me?
It took up space in your mind. Don't let them take the space up in your mind. Don't do it. And when you leave that job, you leave that job. And all the problems they have behind.
You're right about that.
I was a manager for 25 years, and I used to bring it home with me all the time.
Oh, so you know about it.
But then I learned.
Yeah, you have to. Hey, so 4785, who more desperate nowadays for relationships, men or women?
Lori. Lori?
No, that's Lisa.
I'm going to tell Lori to ring her. Maybe we can get her back.
Get her back.
I'm going to hang up and ring her. Lisa. I mean, 4785.
No, she's there.
Oh, I can't hear her.
Lisa.
Yep, yeah.
Now I hear her.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I said, who more desperate for relationships nowadays, men or women?
Who you asking?
You.
Oh. For some reason, it seems like more women are desperate for a relationship. I noticed that when you're out now, that you can't even be nowhere, and the person is with, is a couple, and they're study looking at other people to see if they're looking at their mate. Like, we got to be more positive and sure of ourselves that we don't own anybody, and that person is free to do what they want to do. So why?
Yeah, they got to get more self-esteem.
Yeah, why you want to look at, you know what I mean? Like, it's never that desperate that you got to put chains on a person and make them feel that they can't go nowhere. You know, we all free. It's a lot of men out there. It's just that maybe where we live at, they're not in our area, but never give up, but stop acting desperate, because that turns off men and women knowing that you're being desperate to them. Some people like to they like to chase people. They don't want it. There's a four red on their back.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? In 1969, we had a group in Patterson called the Ambassadors. My uncle was an ambassador. They used to do "Oh my leg," and "My butt is shaking," "My pants too tight." They used to do all that stuff, and they were awesome, awesome. And somebody planted the drugs right here in Patterson, and then they wiped them out. And that's where the drug problem came, and the men sort of kept getting realer and realer. So
I remember the Ambassadors. Well, I heard of them.
You do?
I heard of them.
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
I heard some guys talk about it.
I remember. Yeah, right around there on 12th Ave. They had the place on 12th Ave. Right around for Governor Street. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, so you said the drugs
and they had the crystal, and they had the crystal lights. With the
that's right. That's right.
My sister
that
was one
female. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. I mean, but there you go, right there. That alone lets you know that there's something that can be done to combat what we're dealing with right now. We just have to be, you know, willing and vigilant enough to make these things happen. You know, we have to find something for the youth to do. The thing is, they're being attracted to all the negative things around them because there's not enough, you know, positive things going on. They take a lot. They come into the cities and they take things. They don't put anything in the city. They only take. And we have to start doing better and start like, look, we not asking you, we telling you, this is what we do. You know what I mean? Because we've been asking for too long, and they ain't been giving us nothing but a hard way to go. So, you know, we have to be willing to start, like Lisa said, we have to start, you know, coming together, respecting each other, being able to, you know, put monies together for the sake of the children. Because if we don't save the babies, our future's dead. And that's what they do. They attack our youth. And that's the goal for the enemy, to attack the youth. If you destroy the youth, you destroy the people. And you go and they hit us. They hit the whole family structure. Our whole family has been torn apart. So with no family, what's going to happen? We all are created to want to be a part of something. We all created to be family oriented. And what's going on is we run out in the streets and join gangs and things of that nature, and they get lost. So this is not just, it's socialism. You know, these are tactics that are used to get the result that they're getting. It's not like this stuff is just happening to us. No, this stuff is structured. This stuff is planned out. And we're not making any plans. We're just reacting. We're just reacting to the situations. We're not being proactive. We're going to have to start being proactive.
Yeah.
We're the guinea pigs. That's bottom line. Making us the guinea pigs.
Yeah, yeah, they've been doing
and
that.
And that's all we. Yeah, and it's time for it to stop. And we have to say enough is enough. You know, they're not going to say enough is enough because if we look at, you know, just when you get a chance, look up, you know, look up African American, look up black person, and when you really look at it, you know, ingest it and see, do you really want to be called an African American or a black person? You know, do you really want to be called that? Because at the end of the day, they're going to tell us we can't. We were slaves and we came from Africa to disconnect us from this land and say that we wasn't wise enough, that we wasn't wise enough to have boats and come here and be
right
here settled before they got here. So that's a misconception that they've used to tear us away from the land. Like, so when you get a chance with somebody now, look in your phone, look up African American and look at the definition of what they say. You know? So we have to change some subtle things about ourselves. We allow them to make us into what they want us to be, and we have to change that.
Hey, Jay.
Yo.
Just to piggyback off of Brother Shot, he said 1,000% correct, because we always been here. This ain't, we always been in the four corners of this world. And remember now, Caucasian, Caucasus Mountains. They came out the Caucasus Mountains. And when any place that they have went, they have pillaged and plundered throughout the world. And, you know, a lot of people celebrate St. Patrick's. And Brother Shot, he was telling people to go on their phone, right? I could send you, Brother Shot, he probably knows about this, right? The Twa people, okay? They were originally in Ireland. And when the Caucasian came out the mountains, you understand, they wanted to put religion on the Twa people, who they call leprechaun. See, they put it on TV like the leprechaun is a bad person. They were short people, all right? And what happened was they left them and they went to their own land. They left Ireland to go somewhere else. And Patrick, who they call a saint, assassinated, went with an army and followed the Twa people where they were, committed genocide on those people. And they celebrating, just like Christopher Columbus, you're celebrating, all right, someone who's a mass murderer. St. Patrick was a mass murderer. He killed off the Twa people, who were Aboriginal people. So Google that too, folks. Google what Brother Shadi was telling you to Google. See, there's a lot of history we don't know about, brother. You know, we have to start educating us. Because we are great. We great, Jay. We great. Shadi knows that. Jay, you know that, and the sisters know that. All right? But when we going to start shining the way we should be shining, like Earth, Wind, and Fire sing, shining star. No matter who you are, you're a shining star. We all shining stars. We just got to come into the knowledge of self. How long have you been hearing that, Jay? That goes back way long time ago. Yeah, look up the Twa people. St. Patrick's, he was a mass murderer, and they celebrate his birth. So it's like, now it's indigenous holiday. So now, they still celebrate Christopher Columbus, nicely Indigenous Day. What? Are you kidding me? Oh, man, I tell you, man, you know, they still do not want to let go of white supremacy, brothers. That's the bottom line. Indigenous Day is celebrated on Columbus Day. They've been knocking down his statues all across the nation. Not that that should mean anything, but that you're still celebrating Christopher Columbus Day on Indigenous Day. Nothing indigenous about Christopher Columbus, you know. But like I said, brother, that's what we do on our network, Shadi. He's putting the good word out. I was listening to Shadi. He had the sister on. I listened to his program. Jay, you know I listened in on the brother's program. I just didn't say anything.
Right.
I just wanted to hear him out, you know. Very, very, very lively presentation and show he had over there. You know, I think he talked, the brother got into so much dialogue that he didn't have time for Q&A, I don't think. You know, he ran his whole hour, you know. But wonderful. I'm going to keep tuning in. I'm going to tell people to tune in, Jay, to Brother Shadi's show as well as this one, you know. Because, you know, Adrian comes on my network before this, and a lot of times they tired after Miss Adrian finished talking, man. They go right to bed, you know. But I got a little extra energy. Hey, Jay, I'm drinking this Moringa tea. You got to try. You ever had Moringa tea?
Nah.
Got to try it, brother. Moringa. Rich in vitamin A. Real good, brother. It's from the motherland. Shadi, you ever had Moringa, brother?
Nah.
Got to try it, brother. African Moringa. Go to the health food store. Get some. Wonderful. Part of our heritage.
Moringa?
Moringa. M-O-R-I-N-G-A. Or you can get it in powder and put it in your smoothie.
Okay, I gotta try that. We're gonna take another quick break, and then we're gonna come back, and then we're gonna finish up. We can talk about whatever. We're gonna talk about whatever we want to talk about. We can talk about topics, and we can talk about current events. I'm gonna let y'all brothers promote y'all podcasts. People could come on yours. We gotta cross promote. We gotta help each other.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And like I said, this is work. And some weeks might be better than others. And some weeks might not. But you gotta know that we put our time and effort into this to try to make it most appealing and entertaining to everybody. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to sit up and entertain and conversate. Not alone 2 hours, but not even an hour. So I appreciate all the listeners that participate with the show. I really do. So we're going to go to one song, and I'll be right back. I'll be right back after this song.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. So I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, love a friend. Yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We got about 15 minutes before we get into the last 15 minutes of the show. I want to give my podcast brothers a chance to promote their podcast, because we all need to cross promote. Sha, you want to go first and tell everybody your podcast is about?
Yeah. You know, I'm Sha D. My podcast is Let's Talk About It All. Basically, the podcast is about touching on all the issues that we have within our community and dialoguing to find solutions to those issues. That's it. Every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock, 7 to 8 o'clock every Wednesday, you know, so tune in if you get the opportunity. We definitely welcome you and, you know, look forward to you tuning in.
Forrest, you want to tell everybody what your podcast is about and give them the, for Sha D podcast, it's the same phone number as mine. Farce, you want to give people the phone number and tell a little bit about your podcast and the day and time so they can catch it?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, family. Once again, I'd like to thank Jay for being able to talk on this platform, because, like you said, we cross-connect, and he knows he's welcome anytime to come on my podcast and announce his show. He knows that. But I just want to say, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself is the name of my podcast, open 7 days a week. I have 15 different shows that come on my network, all right? Now, tomorrow night, I come on between 6 and 8 p.m., all right? I'll give you the number when I end. Tomorrow, we have a sister out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Her name is Sister Yanni, and she's a 27-year-old Jay and Brother Shadi and the sister listening. She is a herbalist at 27 years of age. I got a Rishi elixir from the sister, all right? Wonderful. All right, and it's in a bottle, it's in the tincture form, okay? Also, just like to share with family out there real quick, I listen to, because a lot of our people don't know where to go for alternative news, all right? GaryNull.com, Patrick Delves, D-E-L-V-E-S, punch him up on YouTube. The brother's a master herbalist out of Grenada. Gary Null, all right, had on his program, the Progressive Network today, He talked about that it's on the Boston University website, if y'all care to really do your homework out there, that they're experimenting in Boston with a COVID vaccine, same COVID that affected us. And I get a little tongue-tied saying this name, but everybody's familiar with that strain that came out, Omicron, whatever that was. They're mixing it now. And they're saying by mixing COVID with this other strain, it'll make it 8 times more deadly than what we've experienced already. So this is going to make this look like a dress rehearsal. So family, please start taking care of your immune systems. Stop eating that crappy food. And if you can't afford organic, get you some hydrogen peroxide in a spray bottle. And ladies, I know y'all going to them beauty supply stores, and men going in there. Get you some bottles. Get a glass bottle, not plastic, because plastic might, with hydrogen peroxide, after a while, it'll wear it out. Plastic is not good for you anyway. Get a glass bottle. Put 25% hydrogen peroxide with some distilled or spring water in there. Spray your veggies, agitate it in a bowl, spray it again, all right? That'll wash off most of the pesticides because they're contaminating the food. And I'll just leave it like this. Who do you think is, they call it a gain-of-function research, which is deadly. I don't know why they researching and doing this, doing this Frankenstein type of thing with these viruses. But once again, Fauci, all right, and Bill Gates, the man that went to Nigeria and put an infertility into the vaccines over there on the women and sterilized them over there. You know, you actually have families in Nigeria that assume the Gates Foundation family, all right. That's why I said bringing up Florio, Dorio, whoever. These people don't have our best interests at heart. We have to learn to do for self and learn for me and do for each other. We have to start taking precedence in our own communities. And like I said, I used to run through Patterson during my promotion days. I did shows over there at the Masonic Temple. I'd have been all. Listen, I know Patterson, Zenas back in the day. Alabama Projects, I used to date young ladies over there, beautiful sisters over there in Patterson. So I've been in Patterson, I'm from Newark, I've been in Jersey City, my son's mother's from Jersey City. So family, I'm just saying, it's all connected. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at. I love my brothers and sisters. I don't care where you're from. We have to all be of the same mindset, all right, to do better. But anyway, my calling number for tomorrow night for the sister checkout, and Rashad, and Jay, you familiar with Brother Rashad El Amin, he's going to be playing some of the clips that will make you aware of what's going on out here, family, because you're not going to get this on the tell-lie vision, okay? You're not going to get the news. News is not spelled N-E-W-S anymore. It's spelled N-O-O-S-E. You know what a noose is? It chokes the education out your brain. All right, cuts off the blood supply. That's what it does when you keep watching the Tell Live Vision. Number 520-525-8633. Please tune in and let's support this young sister from Bridgeport, Connecticut. 27 years. I wish I was doing this at 27. Are you kidding me? She's putting formulas together to keep our culture healthy. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome. You not only promoted a show, you gave a show.
Can't help myself. I learned from you, Jay. What can I say, brother? You and Brother Shadi, listen to these wise sisters.
Yo, it's proper. Yo, it's proper education. Like I'm saying, you know, each one teach one. It's almost like why conceal the positive knowledge or education that you have? You know what I mean? It'd be like a sin if you didn't teach everything you know, because everything you're saying is positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the benefit of people. It's not to destroy. It's to benefit people. It's to build them. So what would it be if you just sat on all that? It wouldn't be right and exact. But that's Farr's show, and also you can go on his page to get all the information on his shows, Forrest Nance, Facebook, and also you can go on Shadi's page to get his Andre Shadi Hill to get his information on Facebook. I want to promote a couple of more things for my platform. The same phone number 563-999-3718. Sunday night, we got a good, great podcast called A Point of Impact from a brother of mine, a good dude, did 25 years in prison. He got a podcast to come out at 7 o'clock, and most of his guests are people who have did 20 years or more in prison. And they talk about prison reform and what they're doing since they've been home. That might sound kind of boring, but trust me, it's not boring. A lot of us, me and everybody that's listening on the link and on the phone, you think about you couldn't even do or wouldn't want to do 1 day in jail, 1 hour in jail.
Imagine 25 years in jail. So these men that come out here and talk, and some of them are still in prison, and they come out, and his co-host is still in prison, I think. But, I mean, the show is good. It's called The Point of Impact on Sunday nights. And then Monday, my brother, my friend, my partner, my son, Dre, he coming back on Monday nights. You know, he was in the hospital. He's home. He's doing better. He's coming back with his show on Monday night, the same phone number. I believe it's at 8:30, Humble X Experience. And his guests are mostly unsigned artists, R&B, hip-hop, or sometimes he even have lawyers or motivation people, speakers. Or his guests vary. You know, it's just an uplifting and encouraging podcast. And Thursday nights we got a music podcast on Thursday nights at 6:30 to 7:15, 45 minutes. Some weeks is hip hop, some weeks is oldie the goodies, some weeks is slow jams, some weeks is love music, reggae. He done did it all. DJ Ray Boogie, and it's really good for me. It's on a Thursday. Just sit your phone down and listen, and 45 minutes of nonstop music. You could cook dinner while he's doing it. Put your phone down, put the speaker on, and you just come home from work, take off your shoes, and kick back and listen to 45 minutes of nonstop music. You know, or if you want to cook dinner, or you might just want to lay back and relax for a minute. So, I mean, DJ Ray Boogie really does his thing. So, you know what I mean, there it is. We got a lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? And we still got people on the line. If you want to press 1, we still have 8 minutes. You know what I mean? We still got time to talk about a lot of things. We got 8 minutes to go. You know what I mean? Oh, 1 second. 45, 49. You live.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. The show was pretty awesome.
Well, who's this, Tyrone?
No, Joshua.
Joshua.
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing, man? I got your name mixed up. This Joshua, y'all. He's a friend to the show. Always a listener to the show.
Okay.
Joshua. This my man Joshua. Okay. You coming out kinda late.
Yeah.
You start at 8.
I forgot. You know.
Oh my.
Ding.
You can't forget the Keeping It Real show.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
But guess what, Joshua? Do you live in Patterson?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, yeah.
Guess what? Let me tell you something. Hold on 1 second. Oh, no, that's the wrong thing. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we go right here. Joshua, guess what? You our fifth call of the night. You win a free turkey in a gift basket. You know what I mean? I didn't think we was gonna get that fifth call of the night. So
okay.
I mean, if you want a turkey in a gift basket, I mean, you my friend on Facebook, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, inbox me your information and and I'll deliver a turkey and a gift basket to you personally. Compliments of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast and the Lisa Experience. This our winner, y'all. He won a free turkey. We giving out turkeys this year on my podcast. You know what I mean? So that's how we doing it. All right. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. D885, you live.
Hey Jay.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm all right.
Awesome. I'm just calling in, so I think I just wanted to say hello. Great show so far from what I hear. You always have a great show.
I was gonna talk about this with my man Dre a little later, and maybe Forrest too, and Shadi, that I'm controlling the computers and everything, and I see a lot of people who usually listen to my show. I see them calling in and listening for 10 to 15 minutes, and then they hanging up. And the reason they hanging up is because I'm not on here, you know, talking about, you know, threesomes and anal sex and swinger life and stuff like that. They want to hear the, Forrest, you know, they want to hear the
raunchy stuff, yeah.
They want to hear the raunchy stuff.
Uh-huh.
So when we come out here and we talk about stuff like why women in the household without men with children and
right.
politics and, you know, and education and building up the inner cities and stuff like that. Like, they really don't want to hear me talk like that. You know, that's kind of discouraging to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I want to be able to accommodate everybody, but also I want people that's loyal to me and respect what I do. You know what I mean? We gonna talk about that stuff sometime, but then sometime we not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just said that because you were saying nice show, so I was really, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
You know, what'd you say?
I called in on Wednesday, but it wasn't a show on Wednesday.
Wednesday, that was, what happened? That's Shadi's show. I had to push it back from 7 to 8:30 because I had to go to grandparents' night with my grandson. But his show is going to be back on. His show is going to be back on at 7 o'clock this Wednesday.
Okay.
It'll be back. I apologize for that. That was my fault. I had to go to grandparents' night.
That's all right. Understandable.
But Wednesday, Shadi's show will be back at 7 o'clock, definitely.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate everybody calling in. I really do. And I'm not gonna hit you with none of my topics tonight. We're gonna close out because I want to do some writing. I'm trying to finish writing this book. I'm writing my cousin's autobiography, and it's really pushing me. So it's really hard. So we're gonna finish on time tonight. And I'm gonna go get the writing, try to do about an hour of writing and stuff like that. And then when I finish, Latoya, right?
Yeah.
When I finish, I'm gonna write your life story, okay?
Oh Lord.
Then I'm gonna write Forrest's life story.
Well, Forrest got it.
I'm gonna
write.
Yeah, it's gonna be a thick book, brother. You know that.
Oh,
it's gonna be a
Forrest autobiography would be
I'm telling you, I don't know if he would ever do it, but I'm personally telling him and everybody else that Forrest's life story would be more than a great read. It would be a book that you couldn't put down. If he told the truth about everything, everybody should write their life story. You know, I'm a writer. That's what I do. I'll get him to write his life story soon. I'll get him to write it soon. How far can you remember back, Forrest?
Back to grammar school. But if you're talking about just the career and what I did, I go back to 83 with that.
How far can you remember back in your life? 4 years old, 5 years old?
I would say, yeah, first grade, man. First grade, I always remember. Yeah, I remember the teacher had red lipstick and she was white and she had red shoes. I like that, boy. I said, ooh, she cute.
That's Sade.
Yeah.
Cortez, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We had a fourth grade teacher like that. She was white with lipstick and nice long hair. And me and Sade was in the same fourth grade class. And she was, I guess she was fine to us. I guess she was fine.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was, right?
Nice.
Miss Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll never forget her. But look, we're going to close out tonight. You know what I mean? It's been a good night. I'm a little tired, too. I want to thank everybody that called in, Forrest, Lisa, 40-year relationship, LaToya, Joshua, Shadi. I hope I didn't miss anybody that called in. You know what I mean? We'll be back here next Friday. Don't forget Sunday we got the Point of Impact. And if you didn't get the information to Forrest Show, all you got to do is go on his page, Forrest Nance, N-A-N-C-E, Forrest Nance. And you can get the information to all the shows. And or you can go on Andre Shadi Hill page and get the information to his podcast. Because trust me, listen, we're going to make this work. You know what I mean? We're gonna keep doing these podcasts. Like, we here to stay.
That's right.
What I mean? And we not like crabs in the basket. When one gets to the top, we pull the other one down. No, we pushing each other up.
Mm-hmm.
We changing the narrative of hatred and jealousy and envy and larceny. We changing that. We helping each other. My sister gonna start doing her own show in November. She been doing a segment on my show, and now she gonna branch off and do her own thing. Look, Forrest got his own show. He started by just calling my show. Shadi got his own show. Dre had the first podcast 2 years before I had mine. Dre was telling me to do a podcast for 2 years. So you know what I mean? It's all about helping each other. And who knows? Who knows? One of us might get a syndicated show. One of us might get offered to work on a real radio station. I mean, I'm not trying not to. I'm trying to take this far as I can take this, because you could sit down and talk until you're 100 years old. This is one thing that you could do that it ain't no limitation on a podcast. As long as your vocal cords work, you can do a podcast.
That's right.
As long as you don't lose your voice, you can lose anything else, but as long as you don't lose your voice, you could do a podcast, you know what I mean? And that's what we're going to do. And if one of us make it, it's like when a woman win an award and she's on an award show, and she said, if one woman win, all women win. That's how it is with the podcast. We all a team. If one of us make it, we all make it. If I make it, you know what I mean, they going to ask me, do you got a team to bring with you, or what you going to do? I'm going to be like, yeah, I got people to bring with me. I got Dre, I got Shadi, I got Forrest, I got my sister, you know what I mean? And And we gotta all keep that bond, and we gotta all do that. And if we can't do it like that, yo, just show and prove for yourself and make everybody happy. And let me be able to say, damn, that's Forrest on Revolt. You know what I mean? That's Sade on Satellite Radio. You know what I mean? That's Dre on something, or that's Lisa on something, and we can just sit back and be proud, and we just have to wait our turn. Because I was telling Dre earlier, I was like, who is your best basketball player? And who do you think is the best basketball player in the world? And Dre said, LeBron. I said, who you think was the best boxer in the world? He said, Mike Tyson. I said, who you think was the best rapper in the world? He said, DMX. I said, so do you think that you don't think that it's nobody in the world that was better than LeBron in basketball? And, you know, I'm telling him, of course it is. It's people that didn't make it that's better than LeBron, but they didn't make it, but LeBron is in the spotlight. Jackie Robinson wasn't the best black baseball player. In 1947, he was just the first black person to make it, because they chose him because he was a college graduate, honorable discharge. He was the right Negro for the job, but he wasn't the best baseball player. DMX wasn't the best rapper. Mike Tyson wasn't the best fighter. It's people. I mean, you hear the people in New York and Rutgers and all that never made it to the top is good. So what I'm saying that is, it's people on the radio right now like Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Star, and it's people that got podcasts, the Star Report, Joe Button, $1 million worth of game, Joe Rogan. Drink Champs, Expert Opinion. I mean, the list goes on and on. But what make them show? What make they show better than ours? Nothing. It's just that they had the opportunity. They knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody, and that's it. And when our turn, if God see for it, we'll get our turn. Because, you know, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And I'm in it to win. I'm in it to win it. You know, and that's the bottom line. And that's how we all got to think. And that's how we all got to be. You know what I mean? We got to be in it to win it. So. That's the bottom line. So everybody, we just gotta keep doing our thing until we make it in this world. I mean, in the podcast world or the world.
Yeah. It don't matter. Right. Well said, my brother. With that, I say peace to everybody. Proper education always causes elevation.
Right.
Talk to everybody next time. All right.
Yeah.
All
right,
peace, everybody.
Wednesday on your show.
Huh? Yeah. But I want to check Forrest out too. I want to check Forrest out tomorrow too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And Latoya, you checking in kind of late. What happened?
I got off from Adrian's and I got on a line. Then I had to tell my other friend I was on the phone with to call your line. I said, let's get on, even though I got on the last. Yeah.
Oh, you on a three-way?
No. I told them to call in. I said, let me get on J-Line. I said, I still support. So they should be on.
Okay.
But yeah, I support others. I do support the Wednesday. I support Shandeep. You have a great show. But I got to check out throughout the rest of the week, too.
Well, I do have to say, you have the sexiest voice.
Oh, Lord.
And all the podcasts.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I tell you that every week. You definitely got a what's the lady from WBLS? Egypt, or, damn, can't think of her name right now.
I think
like
that's Egypt.
Who?
That's her on WBLS.
Yeah, with a nice voice.
Yeah.
She don't got nothing on you.
Oh Lord.
Yo, I'll see. We out of here. Yo, thanks for calling, Latoya. Everybody, y'all have a good evening. We out. Until next time.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to mistake it there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
That's so, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.